Earlier this month, on a day dripping with 86% humidity in Japan, Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge somehow ignored the heat to win his second Olympic marathon.
What a magical moment for Eliud Kipchoge. The finish line is there. Back-to-back gold for the Kenyan. Kipchoge dominates Tokyo 2020.
It was just the latest superhuman feat of Kipchoge's career. You may remember back in 2019, he became the first human to break the two-hour barrier in the marathon. A new documentary called Kipchoge, The Last Milestone, tells the story of how he did it. The runner had a team of scientists and pacers who helped him cross the finish line in record time. We also learn that Kipchoge is as much a philosopher as he is an athlete.
In marathon, there is a lot of challenges, ups and downs. There is pain in training, pain in running, and joy at the end of the marathon. So I can say marathon is life.
Eliud Kipchoge joins us now. Welcome, and first of all, congratulations. You've now won gold in back-to-back Olympics. Do you think that this solidifies your legacy as the best marathoner ever?
I think actually winning back-to-back is really, really important for me. After running a world record in marathon, after running breaking the two-hour barrier in marathon, and winning again the second gold Olympic Games, it was a huge, huge plus for me, especially when my movie, actually, The Last Mile, is coming out. Yeah,
it was good timing, but you know the conditions. Oh, they looked just brutal, hot and humid. Some of the runners had to drop out in the middle of the race. What was it like for you to run in that weather?
Oh, it was really hard, and it was really taking a lot from our bodies. But I finished the whole marathon when it was really hot.
Yeah, I imagine it was hard physically, but also mentally. And this gets to something that's an important part of the new film. I want to listen to this clip from David Brailsford explaining why you're so good at running. He's the CEO of 159 Challenge.
He's got an incredible physiology. He's got incredible efficiency as an athlete, and he's got an absolutely incredible mind. I mean, an incredible mind.
What is it about your mind specifically that allows you to succeed in the marathon?
I think in a marathon or generally in sport, mental fitness actually takes a huge role. But the driver of the whole body is the mind, so being actually mentally fit has enabled me to achieve what's required.
Do you ever doubt yourself?
Not really. But, you know, let me give an example of the Olympic Games. During the starting 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, 15, you can see that everybody is the champion of his own country. And you start to really think that what will happen? Are these people really in a better shape than me? Sometimes some things are running in my mind. But all in all is that the one who has trained well takes the day.
When you're running and you're at the end of the race and you're feeling absolutely physically terrible, where does your body hurt? How does it hurt?
When it's really terrible, then I'll start to still think to push on, to press on, because I have a trust that where there is pain, there is success. So when it's really hard enough and I really feel my muscles everywhere is really aching and I can't move again, I'm still pushing because I trust if I push, then that's where success is.
And you never give up? Have you ever given up?
Not at all. I'm trying all my best to throw away the terminology of giving up because I don't think it works.
Well, the documentary is about your second attempt in 2019 to run a marathon in under 2 hours. No human being in history has ever done that, except now you have. What motivated you to think that you could, that you wanted to do something like this?
The motivation actually comes from the word "no human is limited," and I don't believe in limitations at all. So I discovered that actually by believing actually and throwing away the limitations in your mind can enable me to try the impossible and succeed.
It was not an open race, meaning you weren't competing against anyone else. It was also highly controlled. You wore a controversial pair of shoes. Pacers ran in front of you to reduce the drag. A team of scientists helped you shave off every possible second that they could. Do you think that you could have done that, reached the sub-2-hour marathon without the technology?
First and foremost is that I was competing with time. It's really hard for a human being to try anything which has, somebody else has never done. If you want to be successful, then you should have a good team which can push you, because the world is, you cannot actually stop the world. So technology is moving, innovation actually is going hand in hand with technology, and I love and moving with the world.
So that said, do you think then that anyone can or will go faster than you have, 159.40, in a real standard traditional marathon?
Remember, in 1954, the record of a mile actually was 4 minutes, and no human being actually tried or even think to break that 4 minutes. 1954, the 4 minute barrier actually was broken. And remember, when only one person broke the record and ran under 4 minutes. So what I'm trying to say is this: I have shown the athletes that to run under 2 hours is possible, and I trust that they are motivated enough to try and run and even beat my record. And that's how sports is. Mine was actually to show the way. They now know the way.
I'm speaking with arguably the best marathon runner who ever lived, Eliud Kipchoge. And this is a basic question, but an important one. Why do you run?
I run because I love the sport. I run because actually running is what actually has made me to enjoy life. You know, I always say where freedom is only in running.
More than other sports. You know, like you could have been a great cricket player, right?
let me clarify this. In any sport, if you are a footballer, if you are playing American soccer, if you are a basketballer, the bottom line is you should run in order to be fit to that sport. So running is a universal event in all sorts of sports.
Your coach, Patrick Singh, a fellow Kenyan, of course, also makes an appearance in this film, and he said something that caught our attention. Let's listen to that.
When we came out of colonial administration, we became independent, and our first experience as a country in the international competitions was so positive because we won medals from the word go. And that in itself set a tradition that every young athlete coming up has a bar that's already set. And that bar is that you come with anything less than a gold, you're not good.
Do you feel the pressure of being a national hero in Kenya?
Absolutely, yes. There is a lot of pressure. I need to be a role model to the young ones. If I go to any competition, I need to perform in order to tell people that, please, if you work hard, you'll achieve. So there is a lot of pressure because everybody actually sees what I'm doing. So to tell you sometimes is really hard.
Does it make you happy or does it make you feel something less than that?
I'm happy because I'm seeing the inspiration I'm instilling to the general public.
You say over and over again in the film, and we've heard you say this today, that humans have no limits and that essentially you would not have been able to run that marathon in under 2 hours if you had thought any other way. But the rest of us are mortals, right? We don't have the skills that you have. We don't have the mindset, many of us, that you have. What would you say to those people who have a hard time believing that they aren't somehow limited?
Oh, my advice actually is to change their minds. You know, change is a critical factor. And if you actually accept change, my small advice is that let us change our thoughts. And actually, let us not believe in these limitations, because these limitations are the ones actually which makes the world to go slowly in order for us to be really going fast, very fast in a positive way.
Eliud Kipchoge, Olympic gold medalist, the new documentary about his successful effort to run a marathon in less than 2 hours is called Kipchoge, The Last Milestone. Thank you so much for speaking with us. It was a real inspiration.
Thank you, too.